אז איך נשמע שבחר חס חשאר גם לבם יהודה מסך זה אבן דף מם חס. משתה וחם מוימים אין לוי אלא ארבע וכולו. In fact, Gemara Bihudu says that he can choose the direction that he wants four amas to be, and seems to be saying exactly that to Chacham, which is the Tanakama. So they're saying the same thing. Gemara answers, Rav said that Chacham gives this person an area of four amas in each direction, 8x8 amas, wherever Bihuda only gives 4x4 amas. Bryce confirms there's a quote from Meir saying the person gets a total of 8x8 amas. Rav said the area of 8x8 amas is the area in which he's allowed to walk. However, all agree that he may not carry beyond 4 amas. In fact, Gemara, what's the source for giving an area of 4 amas to someone who's gone beyond his chum? Gemara says, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the people who had gone beyond the chum to Shvu ish tachtov. Each person should sit in his place. We learn that he must stay in an area which is like tachtov, like the space underneath him. Meir says, a person's body is 3 amas, and we allow him a 4th amah to stretch his hands and legs. That's a 4 amas. So Yehuda says, if his body takes up 3 amas, and we give him a 4th amah, so that he can take something that is at his feet and bring it to his head. The difference between the two is that Meir allows a larger 4 amas, and Yehuda is more, but some more exactly 4 amas. Shashi told us someone, you go to a papa, ask him whether the 4 amas we give a person is based on his own amah, meaning the distance between his elbow and the fingertip and his middle finger, which is called an amah, or is it the standard amah, which is 6 tefachim. If he tells you that we use the standard amah, ask him how a large person will be able to exist in 4 amas. If he tells you we use the person's amah, ask him why this halacha wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, which lists the instances where measurements vary based on the individual. When he went to Rav Papa told him we use the person's own amah measurement. The reason it's not listed in the Mishnah over there is because there are times when we don't use this measurement and we use a standard amah measurement. For example, for a person who is normal height with very short limbs, he would use the normal amah of 6 tefachim. Mishnah said, "Hayushnayim miktas amoysav shalzeh v'chulu." For the Gemara, why does Shimon compare the case of overlapping 4 amas to the case of adjoining chatzeres? What's he trying to teach? Gemara says, Shimon brought down the example to ask the Rabbanan a question. He asks, why do you disagree in the case of 3 chatzeres and you prohibit the outer chatzeres to carry items into the middle chatzer, but you allow the 2 outer people in the case of the 3 people with 4 amas to eat in the overlapping area with the middle person? The Rabbanan answer, in the case of 3 chatzeres, there are many people there, because there can be multiple people in each chatzer, and therefore there's more of a chance that the items from the outer chatzer will make its way all the way to the other outer chatzer, which would be usur. However, in the case of when there's only 3 people, because there are so few people, we need not be concerned that the items from one of the outer 4 amah areas will be brought over to the other outer amah of the third person on the outside of the other 4 amah area. Why is it also to carry from one outer chatzar to the other? Since an area was made between each outer chatzar and the middle, they are joined via the middle chatzar and should be considered one. Rabbi Huda said the cases where the middle chatzar placed an area into each outer chatzar, there is not one place where that joins all the chatzars. Rav Sheisha said, it may be discussing whether the 2 eruvim placed in the center chatzar, but still it doesn't join the 3 together, because we're discussing where the 2 eruvim were placed in separate houses in the middle chatzar. In fact, Rav Sheisha seems to only follow Beishame, because Beibraisa said that Beishame say an eruv chatzaris that's placed in 2 separate kelim is not a valid eruv, because eruvim don't join. But Beishil say that it does join and is an effective Erev. Mara says it could be that Bezhil would agree that if the Erev would be in 2 separate houses, it wouldn't be viewed as one. And the Bryce says 2 separate Kalim, but it's in the same house. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, asked Rav Ashi, there's a difficulty with Rabbi Huda's answer and with Rav Sheshish's answer. With regard to Rabbi Huda's answer, once he makes an Erev within one outer chatzar, the middle chatzar and that outer chatzar become one. When the middle chatzar then goes and places an Erev into the outer chatzar, it's as if it's being placed there on behalf of the middle and the first outer chatzar. So Bezayah should be one. With regard to Sheish's answer, we can ask, since each outer chatzar placed an Erev in the middle chatzar, it's as if they live there. However, since they have not joined into one Erev, it's like a case where not all the residents of a chatzar have joined an Erev, in which case halacha is that it's also to carry the entire chatzar, should be also to carry even in the middle one. Rav Ashi answered that both questions are not problematic. With regard to Rabbi Yehuda's answer, since the middle chatzar made a separate Erev with each outer chatzar, but didn't make one joint Erev, so it's as if they were explicitly saying that they don't want to be joined, and the placing of the second Erev therefore does not join all 3 chatzaris together. With regard to Rav Sheish's answer, the halachic concept of viewing people who don't actually live in the chatzar as if they do live in the chatzar is a concept that we use to be mekel, to allow carrying between chatzaris, but it's not used to be machmer like in the question over here, where viewing them as living in the middle chatzar would prohibit all carrying in the middle chatzar. Mara says, Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rav, says that the Rav Shimon permits the carrying between the middle and each outer chatzar. However, the Chacham say that the middle chatzar may not carry items into each outer chatzar. However, the outer chatzaris may carry into the middle chatzar. Rabbi Huda said to Shmuel, Rabbi Huda said the view attributed to the Chachamim is actually the view of Rav Shimon. The Chacham are actually even more machmer, and they say that no carrying is permitted between any of the chatzeres. A Braisa says machlekes like Shmuel's understanding and view of the machlekes. Shmuel says this idea elsewhere as well. He says a chatzer that's between 2 mavois, if it makes an erev with each mavoi, it's usher to each mavoi. The chatzar is also to each mavoi. This is the same concept as the way Shmuel would learn the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chacham. Shmuel said further, if this chatzer didn't make an Erev with either Mavoi, the other Chatzeres and the Mavois may also not carry between the Chatzeres, because there's one Chatzer which has not been joined. However, if this middle Chatzer typically only uses the access of one of these Mavois and not the other, if the Chatzer doesn't join in the Erev with either of the other Chatzeres or with any of the other Mavois, then it's only only the Mavi that it typically uses for access will become also the carrion, because we say it's only that part of the Mavi, that this Chatzer is only part of that Mavi and not the other one, and therefore the other one will not become Usr for them having not joined in with their Erev.